It's the last day of the Alaska Tribal Conservation Alliance Regional Conference in Kodiak. Attendees and organizers are sitting in a conference room at the Kodiak Inn Best Western, discussing issues facing the region, and, of course, joking around.
You did that to me yesterday.
I did not.
The Alaska Tribal Conservation Alliance, or ATCA, came to Kodiak to promote the formation of tribal conservation districts. These districts are organizations formed by tribes and the Department of Agriculture. They declare a region that they want to be responsible for, then use local and traditional knowledge in coordination with other organizations to address natural resource issues in their area. Robert Stevens Sr., ATCA's former chairman, says tribal conservation districts can help communities tackle natural resource problems of almost any nature.
Soil and water, land issues, energy issues, gardening issues, moose habitat, fish habitat. Could be whatever they can think of. Try to work on programs for them to help them anyway to sustain and help their land out.
Currently, there are 14 of these districts in Alaska, but none of the tribes in the Kodiak region have established their own, which is why ATCA is in Kodiak, to reach out and educate local community members about the benefits of establishing a tribal conservation district. After attending this conference, Kilargruk Inga, a former resident of Old Harbor, says she felt empowered after learning about all the possible resources for communities.
Our lifestyle when I was growing up is a lot different than what it is today, and we need to know about the help that's out there available to bring us to a point where we can be self-sustaining.
At the core of ATCA's mission is to help communities enhance and preserve their natural resources and their traditional subsistence way of life. For ATCA's executive director, Angela Peters, this value seems to hit close to home.
You know, and really, I don't know, the way I look at it is the subsistence life that I lived when I was growing up created who I am today. I want my kids and grandkids to be able and, you know, be afforded the opportunity to be the person or, you know, learn the culture that I have. And so I hope others do too.
Back at the Kodiak Inn, everyone is still cracking jokes as the meeting winds down.
I'm just not going to hang out with you guys.
We're a bunch, aren't we?
Since this was ATCA's first attempt at holding a conference in the region, there was not a big turnout. But they're hoping to return to Kodiak in the future to continue reaching out to community members from across the region. For KMXT, I'm Mitch Borden.